to another in the Cedar Mill Community Library's series of interviews with local immigrants or descendants of local immigrants in honor of Oregon's sesquicentennial. Today we will hear from Reinhard Engelmann, an immigrant from Germany who came here to work with semiconductors and other high-tech manufacturing positions. And we'll also hear from his wife, Wilhelma Engelmann. The two of them had very different experiences here in the U.S. with how they related to people in their respective positions. Anyway, I hope you find it as interesting as I did.
Hi, my name is Mark Richardson. I'm a librarian at the Cedar Mill Community Library, and we're going to do some oral interviews today, and I'm going to have the gentleman with me introduce himself here.
Yeah, my name is Reinhard Engelmann.
My name is Wilhelma Engelmann.
And I was born in Berlin, Germany. I came to the United States the first time in 1961. I just finished my university studies in Munich and started a job at CBS Laboratories in Stamford, Connecticut. Okay. It was in March of 1961. It was, of course, it was my first position after studying, and so it was something new from that perspective, but of course it was very new from the perspective of being in a different country. Now, I had learned the language in high school and also in language courses in Britain, but I had a hard time understanding the Americans. So that was the first surprise, in a way, able to follow my co-workers. Was fortunate to have my friend, who also studied in Munich, to introduce me. He had already immigrated a few years earlier, first to New Jersey, and then he came to Connecticut where I worked and he worked. And that was a good way of introduction into the country, because I had somebody who I always could speak to.
Yeah.
You don't anticipate it necessarily, because you know, we were used to Americans after the war. We were occupied by Americans. We thought it's you know, they're similar, right? But it's a different country. It's a different language, and so it takes an adjustment period, right? And then of course you are separated from your friends and relatives that you left in Germany.
Right.
For long. Now you might wonder how it came about. I contacted in Munich openly advertised group from the American Army. It was called the Special Projects Team.
Okay.
In Munich. Their phone number was listed under a private name. By word of mouth from students mainly, you know, we heard about it. My friend heard about it. He applied for a job in the United States, and of course a job with the Army. And sure enough, after all the paperwork was done, mainly they basically arranged everything, including a visa application. And he was offered a job at the Fort Monmouth Laboratory, the Army Laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
In New Jersey. And so for me, when I finished my studies, he of course was writing me letters and how nice it is and so on and so on. But also I thought it's a good idea to get some experience, in the United States before, starting my career in Germany. I applied for it, and I got an offer also from that same laboratory. But in the meantime, my friend had changed to a private company, CBS, in Connecticut, and so he persuaded me to come over to his lab. And so I ended up in Connecticut originally, the first time I came to the United States.
What type of lab work is this?
My major is physics. I got a PhD in physics, Actually, nuclear physics.
Oh, okay.
But I had already, during my studies, kind of generated interest in solid-state physics, so that I was looking for a job more in this area, and that was a job in semiconductors.
Oh, okay.
And it was the early time of the semiconductor revolution, basically, and so I was fortunate to be able to take part in these early phases of the semiconductor development in the country. I spent my private time mostly with friends that I made, both German and Americans, and interestingly I had a very good friend who was Jewish. I had more contact with Jewish people, easier contact, because the culture was similar to ours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had more this family orientation and more, you know, this traditional friendship type, where the Americans are more casual. In Germany, it was much more traditional in the sense that, you know, you was more formal at the beginning, but once you opened up, it was a very close friendship, and that is what I missed in the States.
So, did you go back to Germany at some point and return again?
Well, I of course the plan was to return to Germany in a year, which I didn't do because a year goes fast, and. So it became 2 years, but then before I went to Germany, I applied for another position in the United States, and that had the reason in the fact that this laboratory was based on, was a semiconductor laboratory, and based on the support of another division of CBS. CBS Electronics, and CBS Electronics, after maybe 6 months I was with the company, was sold to Raytheon by CBS, by the, you know, main management, and so our support disappeared. And so that eventually got me the idea, you know, maybe I should look for another job, since I thought I still need more, you know, more experience before I go back to Germany. And so it happened then that I got an offer from the West Coast. And that was so attractive to me that, that, you know, I know something about the East Coast now, but, you know, nothing about the West Coast. So I accepted that job, and that was Hewlett-Packard.
Oh, okay.
In Palo Alto. And so I went back to Germany, but just for a vacation.
Oh, okay.
And then established my home in California. I got into a project on what you would call the original light-emitting diode, LED, which is now everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So how long were you at?
There 3 years.
3 years, okay.
And then I really made the decision to return to Germany.
So how did you two meet?
And that's, yeah, we met before. The families knew each other.
Oh,
we
okay.
met already in the 50s. My sister and my wife are good friends. So that's how it came about. But before I started working in Germany, I joined my wife, not yet my wife at the time, on a trip to India. During the trip, we decided to get married. So afterwards, we got married. And we settled in Germany, in Ulm, By the way, the birthplace of Albert Einstein.
Oh, okay.
And I worked there for AEG Telefunken, that is a company that doesn't exist anymore. Went into bankruptcy. But was something like a GE in Germany. And I worked there for 5 years, right? How long was it?
Yeah, from
67 to 73. Yeah, something like that. And about a year before that, I got a letter from my former boss in California at Hewlett Packard. If I don't know anybody who could join his group, wrote back that I don't, but you know, I might be interested coming back. So he immediately wrote me back, yes, you know, it'd take you every time. The government had required that any position needs to be filled by Americans, and except, you know, if you can't fill it, but you have to prove that you can't fill it by an American, and hire somebody from abroad. And only then, if you had a job, you could get a visa. But now the Labor Department had to approve it, and they disapproved it.
Oh, okay.
First time around. Hewlett Packard reapplied, and the second round it was approved. Apparently they did some more advertising and proved, you know, that they couldn't get the person they wanted. We got the visa and we went. And by that time we had already two children.
So you're back to California?
When we went to California, okay. Right, in 73, we had a four-year-old boy and one that was not just a year old yet, right?
Just 8 months, yeah.
8 months.
At what point did you work your way up to Oregon?
I came back to Hewlett Packard. I worked there 12 years until Hewlett Packard changed its business model and became from a instruments components company a computer company. And this is what I was not so interested in, and the emphasis was on computers. I decided to leave the company. We moved to New Jersey at that time. It was in 85. And actually I worked for a German company, Siemens. They had established a laboratory in Princeton, New Jersey, and were looking for semiconductor people. And so I joined that group until they decided that's not a good idea to do this in the United States. They should rather do this in Munich.
Okay.
And close the lab. And so that was in 89. I worked in 89 for a short time in Munich at Siemens as a consultant, and got a job January 90, I started in Oregon.
Okay.
At the Oregon Graduate Institute as a professor. It was for me somewhat a career change, but it was a very interesting and good experience. In 96, I'm basically retired.
What are the other differences between Germany and the U.S.?
There are quite a few differences,
it's,
I guess.
I think a little bit different for him than it is for me.
Uh-huh.
Because I was born in Belgrade, Yugoslavia.
Oh, okay.
And during the war, we moved quite a bit around to Czechoslovakia and eventually to Germany. And so Germany is for me already the second country
right.
I settled down, and I went to school in Germany. And so coming to the United States, it was an experience from other experience. I actually liked California. It was cultural, it was quite different. When you're used to Europe and the architecture,
yeah.
It's complete different architecture, especially in the 70s. I did like the relationship with other people here, because you connected much easier, especially with children. I had to take the children to school and nursery school and carpools
right.
and playgroups and all those things you learn. I enjoyed much more here in the countries than raising children in Germany.
The culture in some way is very shallow, is our expression. And in other way, it's however a superficial view. Because if you look deeper, you know, you have your orchestras and your theaters, which are very, very good, you know, in major cities like Portland.
So it sounds like maybe you both had a little different experiences.
It's different experience because
you were
I started
kids and you were
on the East Coast.
Yeah.
People there are not as open as on the West Coast.
It's also a complete different experience than mine was. I had much more friends on the East Coast. And I also, the meeting parents in school makes a big difference.
Right.
You get easier contact, you
right.
Get to know people, and it's different.
So what about
the basic thing is that Americans are easier to get contact with, right? And I think that is what my wife liked so much. In Germany, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
So to start out, you know, you have to take an initiative, so to speak, or something. And that might be part, my experience is that there was not only a culture shock, different country, Germany, United States, but also a culture shock because you went from a student environment to a working environment.
Right. So as far as the schools go, when your kids went through school, were there big differences that you noticed between the U.S. school system versus Germany, or?
Nursery school and preschool, we did not even have in Germany. So it started with 6 or 7 years of age, you went to school.
Okay.
So this makes a different situation because here the children already knew the alphabet and all kinds of preconceptions of school.
Mm-hmm.
But it went from then, I think in Germany it went faster. Exact and precise learning about things, and it
more
advances more. Quicker than here once first grade starts.
Well, growing up in Berlin during the occupation must have been some interesting experiences.
I was born in Berlin, and I lived there for 9 years.
Okay.
Until 43. So the bar started in 39.
Mm-hmm.
So we were 4 years still in Berlin. Bombing of the Allied forces of Berlin became so severe that all the schools were closed and children were sent to the countryside. And we were fortunate to have our grandfather in Bavaria, who had retired as a high school principal, settled in a small village near the Bavarian Ocean, which is a lake.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest lake inside Germany is called Chiemsee. From my third grade on, I was in Bavaria.
Oh, okay.
And I had only two grades. I went to school. I started school with 7 years. And then I had two grades in Berlin. And the third grade in Bavaria, and then the collapse. And the Bavaria was occupied the latest part of Germany by the Americans. And I had no schooling for some time. So we had the experience of occupation and the hard times. I mean, it was during the end of the war, and then the first few years after the war, times were very hard because, I mean, everything was bombed, the major cities were all bombed. Transportation partly was not functioning very well.
The main thing is that the male population was so reduced that there were no teachers or not enough teachers, and also farming, anything was reduced because of until women slowly went into the work, men usually did that.
The women did all the, you know, the cleanup work. Basically, in Berlin, for instance, was known as the Trümmerfrauen. I don't know how you translate this.
The rubble, cleaning a bit,
so
the
cleaning
rubble.
All the buildings up. Yeah.
Because men were very, you know, very.
There were still men in.
They were in prison, and you know, as
in Russia, in
prisoner
US,
of war.
Right.
Prisoner of
most of the men, and or they were not allowed to work because they were in the Nazi Party.
Oh wow!
So it was very, very hard, even for the schools to get teachers. They relaxed this a little bit that they didn't check on refugees. Refugee teachers always got a job, even though they were, you know, in the Nazi Party.
Huh.
It was a hard time. We didn't have any books. You know, everything we had to write, you know, from the blackboard. The teacher would, you know, write the book on the blackboard, use old books that he had,
really?
You know, because all the Nazi books couldn't be used.
Yeah.
There was no paper. This is the most curious thing here. You get buried in paper if you don't control it. And at that time, I remember my mother cut off the rim of newspapers, so we had something to write on in school. And we, of course, used still the slat.
The slat, yeah, it's the same thing.
Write on because there was no paper.
So when you were in the U.S., did you ever experience a lot of prejudice or anything like that while you were here?
I used to go, when I came to the U.S. In 61, from my apartment or my room, actually I had a room in a family that was close enough to my working place. So I walked there at the beginning, didn't have a car yet. And, you know, people would pick me up, and because it was not, at that time, nobody walked in, at least on in Connecticut. But one day, a guy picked me up, and you know, he noticed pretty quickly that I'm German, and he was Jewish. He kind of, you know, wanted to tell me, you know, how nice he is against me, whereas, you know, the Germans were very bad to him, sort of big or to his people. And this was the only thing that I remember having trouble. In general, I was surprised how easy you were accepted. And as I mentioned, you know, I had later Jewish friends, right, which, you know, we were very close and had never any problems.
And for me, it was actually very pleasant here because we were refugees for Germans. Right. And they did not accept us very much. It took many years till we were accepted. When we came here to the States, I was one of many, and everybody accepted everybody. And this culture mix already, and it's much easier.
Yeah, that is a very good point here, that Americans are a culture mix, right, already. And so I think this makes, the prejudices are not as strong. In Germany, interestingly enough, within Germany, the discrimination is very high, or has been very high. For instance, when I moved from Berlin to Bavaria, I was discriminated against.
Oh, really?
She mentioned as a refugee from Yugoslavia, she was even so she was ethnic German.
The family had German background, and so I knew the language fairly well. It was a different dialect and an old German we spoke, but I could speak German.
Right.
And so, when I came here, I had to learn English here in the country. Mm-hmm. I had English at school, but I have not a good ear for language, and it was very hard for me to learn English in school. And here I had to. And I did it with my children and going to the library. Even though people accepted you and they tried to help you, and we did carpool and things, showing the watch at what time, and so on. And it worked actually surprisingly well.
Nice to hear.
She made friends with a neighbor who spoke very clear English, and that helped her a lot.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of changes in Germany when you go back? I imagine it must be
quite
a bit different.
especially if you go walk through the city and do window shopping. Almost everything in the windows is written in English.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There are so many words, English words used. And
no,
of course,
funny.
The youth tries to speak English as much as possible. And English just became so universal with all younger people that matter of time.
I always try to translate computer language into German, and then I notice that the Germans just take the English expressions that we use. So that's really funny.
Well, I think that's it for today. That's all the questions I have. So I appreciate you both coming in.